Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, and information provided is up to date as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a higher open, with S&P futures pointing up 0.3%. This follows Asian markets closing mixed and European markets largely higher in early trading. The 10-year is down a basis point, yielding 4.65%. The dollar is softer against the euro, pound, and yen. Gold and oil are lower, with industrial metals higher. Cryptocurrencies are mostly down. No change in the market drivers, as confluence of Fed policy repricing, risk aversion, and elevated volatility continues. Markets are now pricing in less than 50 basis points of Fed easing this year amid the latest Fed speak and data resilience. Powell said recent data shows a lack of further progress on inflation. He added it will likely take longer for the Fed to gain confidence that inflation is moving back to the 2% target. However, Bank of England's Bailey hinted it may be able to cut rates ahead of Fed and ECB comments and continues to signal a June cut. Middle East conflict remains in focus as Israel's war cabinet postponed a third meeting until Wednesday to deliberate on its response to Iran's weekend attack amid international efforts to de-escalate. This helped oil to ease. On the data front, New Zealand Q1 CPI came in below expectations. UK March CPI slightly above consensus, output PPI above the prior read, and Japan March trade balance slightly below expectations. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications, followed by weekly DOE crude inventories and February TIC flows. In corporate news, Adidas is trading higher after the company raised its 2024 outlook following better-than-expected preliminary Q1 results, with gross margin and EBIT beating analysts' expectations. LVMH Moët Hennessy Louis Vuitton is also trading higher after it reported Q1 sales rose and roughly met expectations, providing relief to investors cautious about the luxury sector. And Just Eat Takeaway is trading lower after reporting Q1 gross transaction volume, in line with expectations. However, orders were on the softer side amid weaker consumer demand overall. On today's earnings calendar, we have Citizens Financial Group, Travelers Co., Prologis, Abbott Labs, and US Bancorp posting their results before the open. And we also have CSX Corp., Discover Financial, Crown Castle, Equifax, Kinder Morgan, and Las Vegas Sands due to report after the close. Asia equities finished mixed on Wednesday. Some strong gains for mainland China's indices as sentiment improved and tech and small caps surged, whilst the Hang Seng battled back to the flatline from early losses. China's small cap stocks led a rebound on mainland markets on Wednesday, with the CSI 2000 index of small cap companies outperforming broader indexes. The surges came after the CSRC rushed to dissipate investor concerns about new stock exchange rules, which stoked fears that more firms could face delisting risks. Head of CSRC Department of Listed Company Supervision Guo Ruiming said amended rules target so-called zombie firms, or bad actors in the market, not small caps. Added changes won't likely impact the market in the near term. And Asia emerging market currencies recovered overnight, but central banks remain on alert for fresh signs of weakening. Bank of Korea and Finance Ministry said they were watching Forex moves with special caution after the won reached a near 18-month low. Bank Indonesia yesterday intervened directly in spot and forwards markets to support rupiah that fell to four-year lows. Analysts now see higher chance of BI hiking rates next week to protect the currency. Malaysia ringgit fell to 26-year low, prompting BNM to declare it would manage risks arising from financial market volatility. And the Philippine Central Bank said rate cuts could be postponed if the peso weakens remained. European markets have opened largely higher with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all trading up. UK Chancellor Hunt has opened the door to another round of tax cuts before the general election. Hunt said an October vote would still allow for a fiscal event in September. He also used other media interviews to send further signals on easier fiscal policy, though said nothing has been decided yet and would act responsibly. Note, analysis published by the Institute for Fiscal Studies on Tuesday showed Hunt may have another £12 billion in fiscal headroom, which might give him the opportunity to cut payroll tax again. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.